but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
SB 110 passed today on the House floor in Salem. It will now go to the governor to be signed if she hasn't already signed it. Let me get an update on that. Should be signed within a couple of days, I'm told. Here to talk about it, Oregon Representative Mark Meek with us. We brought him on the show because he was part of the Senate when the Senate passed what was SB 110. He's joining us now. Give us an idea. It looks like it got unanimous support or near unanimous support. Mark?
Yeah, hello, John. You bet. Glad to check in with you and your listeners. It passed 46-6, and there are a few absences. So there was actually like five or six people that weren't even able to vote because they were off the floor in committees. But actually, that's overwhelming support. And I listened to the debate, and a lot of the representatives that were voting on it had nothing but good things to say. They want, to set up, the successful application to be awarded a new franchise here. And so I think we have definitely, set the stage for a successful bid. And, just very, very, thankful for the leadership of Chair Nathanson and the Speaker and all the folks that voted for this. It's set us up actually for a really successful bid and application to bring Major League Baseball here to Oregon. I'm just so thankful and excited to see this get passed finally.
What does it mean now? Because you've been part of this process for other bills. What does it mean now that it goes to the governor to be signed? Is that a formality in your eyes?
Yes, it is. I believe the governor was supportive of this all along. And so it is a formality, goes to her desk, it becomes law, and it sits on her books like it did for the last, 19, 20 years. I think it was 2003 or 6 that it initially, 2003, it's been over 22 years it's been sitting there. But we modernized it, updated it, gave this, the Portland Diamond Project a great, venue in order to apply and make us an attractive applicant out there. And of course, Portland and where the stadium's going to be, sets us up for really in a strong position.
We are eager, I think, as a community and a state to see if Major League Baseball will open its arms. How big of a win is this in your mind to get SB 110 passed on the floor and to get it to this point?
Yeah, thank you so much, John. It's a big win. It's a difficult concept to understand. Unfortunately, a lot of our taxpayers are out there grumbling about it. Some are that they're not familiar how the mechanism works. It doesn't cost us a dime. After we bring in a team, if we are a successful bidder, then we have billions of dollars of jobs, economic development, and all the rest. So it is, in my estimate, one of the biggest, I would say signals to both business, the community, the state, and then the country that Oregon and Portland are ready to turn the page and basically make us vital again and hopefully, bring just great family entertainment, Major League Baseball to our town. And create just great memories and long-lasting memories, and hopefully someday you know, compete for a World Series. You know, I think that's, you know, what, you know, I'm sorry that Oregon State lost, but we're big fans. We're big baseball fans, and it breaks our heart to see, you know, a team like the Beavers go out there and work hard, and but they've been successful. They brought this back to us twice, so I think this is a big deal, and I think it'll mean a lot, and hopefully we set the stage. The Portland Diamond Project is successful in their application and their bid. I think we're very attractive right now.
We're talking to Mark Meek, who is serving as a member of the Oregon State Senate for the 20th District. Previously, was a representative in the Oregon House of Representatives. You are a small business owner. You're somebody who knows state politics. I think you probably got involved because, you know, once upon a time you may have been frustrated with what you see going on. What's the climate right now? You know, has there been a shift of the sands as it pertains to support for sports, or what is going on that SB 110 could get passed now and maybe didn't have this kind of support before?
Yeah, that's really a good point, John. You know, we, and I hate to even say the word, but the doom loop, you know, Multnomah County, the city of Portland, we've during the pandemic lost a lot of commercial businesses, sporting goods, commercial businesses that have their offices down there, all exiting, and it's like a ghost town down there. And I think what I appreciate is that this is and was a bipartisan effort, because our rural representatives and senators understand that the economic engine of Oregon is the city of Portland and Multnomah County and the metro area. And for all of us to rally around, what you saw with the numbers is very strongly bipartisan, that this sends a signal that we are working together. We can work together for the good of Oregon, for the good of Oregonians, and I would say for good, healthy, clean fun that will turn the page on what, you know, Portland represents and what we represent as a state. So I'm very encouraged and very happy to be working with my colleagues right now.
Mark, the Diamond Project, obviously still going to wait for the governor's signature and the ink to dry to do a victory lap. What was the reaction, you know, among yourself and among other lawmakers as SB 110 passed?
Very exuberant, just very, well, relieved, you know, got across the finish line. And I think what we're encouraged, because we set the stage to present a really strong application and a strong bid. We're sending Major League Baseball's message. Portland is for real. We do care. Major League Baseball matters to us, and the legislature and the state supported this effort. That's a big deal. And so we are excited and thankful, yet waiting for the governor to, you know, sign it. We've had good signaling that is the case. We're very responsible with the passage of this bill, so everybody was eyes wide open, and what we plan to achieve and receive in return for these investments. So I think we're thankful it's passed, but now we just need the final inks on this, you know, the signatures, and then the Portland Diamond Project. We will all back their project, and we will come to hearings and let Major League Baseball know that this is the place to plant a flag and make a successful run for our city and our state.
Oregon State Senator Mark Meek, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, John. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. There he goes. That was the guy who sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" on the floor of the Oregon State Senate. Mark Meek, the Diamond Project taking a victory lap today. Governor will put her signature on SB 110, and the Diamond Project then will have $800 million available to it should Major League Baseball decide to put a team in Portland. And what he was talking about, it is a tricky thing to explain to people that, hey, this only exists because you're going to potentially tax the salaries of the ball players who would play at the stadium. This is not public money that's coming out of your check. It's not property tax dollars. It's not going to affect schools or roads. This is money that only exists if there's a baseball team at a baseball stadium in Portland. All right, coming up, hour number two of the show, we have so much more ahead, including a conversation with Ethan Strauss, House of Strauss. He had a smart piece today on how fractured and difficult it is for fans in today's world to become new fans of new sports. We'll have a intelligent conversation with Ethan Strauss coming up on the other side of this break. I hope you stick around for it. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network on this bright blue sunny day.